These are the reminiscences of Helmut, who was a doctor in GDR times and afterwards. 1989 was a turbulent year. More and more people were leaving the GDR because they no longer wanted to put up with the living conditions and the restrictions on travelling and on freedom of expression. I had been working at Ilmenau Hospital in the operating theatre and intensive care unit for 10 years and had been in close contact with the international medical movement against nuclear weapons for years. That was also strictly controlled, but we tried to emancipate ourselves from the state-run organisation in such groupings. At a meeting in the Youth Meeting Centre at the Polish concentration camp, Auschwitz, at the end of August, several female medical colleagues from the GDR were able to intensify their friendships and collaboration to work together, though they had been in contact for many years. The main topic of an event in Berlin Weissensee in June 1989, which was closely monitored by the state security, was the psychological consequences of stereotypes of so-called enemies. When I was on night duty and heard about the founding of a citizens' movement called Neues Forum, New Forum, in the GDR on a certain news program at 11 p.m. on the 11th or 12th of September, I rightly suspected that Berlin friends of mine were the initiators, and I rang them. 24 hours later, I had their appeal in written form sent by railway mail. That's when you give a parcel or a package to a train and somebody meets it at the other end and collects the package. Because there were no other means of communication, telex was only possible for official use. I secretly made copies of this appeal, carbon copies, and I'm obviously fully identified with the appeal. It began by stating, in our country, communication between the state and society is obviously disrupted. I distributed some of these copies among my friends conspiratorially, very carefully. A few days later, I unexpectedly received permission to travel to the West, even together with my wife, to visit my mother and uncle who were celebrating milestone birthdays. When we arrived at my parents' house in the Schwarzwald, the Black Forest, on the evening of the 19th of September, we were greeted with the news, your organization, Neues Forum, has been banned. I knew that my friend Jutta Seidel and the artist Bärbel Bölle had been turned away by Dr. Dickel at the Ministry of the Interior, but surprisingly, they had not been arrested, which was evidence of the already pretty unstable situation in the GDR in view of the departure of 10,000 citizens in recent times. As we had come by car, people also repeatedly asked in amazement whether we really wanted to go back to the GDR, because on arrival in the West, not before, we had stuck a poster in the back of our Trabant, the GDR car, which read in large letters, GDR, we are staying in the country and fighting back every day. The return journey was surprisingly uncomplicated, considering that I assumed that Stasi was on our tail during those 10 days as I had been spied on for years under the operational personal control procedure, which named me anaesthetist. In my hometown of Ilmenau, as in the whole of the GDR, things were becoming more and more explosive with every day that came. On the weekend before the 9th of October, we visited friends in Leipzig, where there were fears that the military and riot squads might violently break up the demonstration on the Leipzig Ring Road planned for the Monday. Back home, we were drafting texts and a letter on Monday evening when calls from Leipzig confirmed that an impressive demonstration had moved round the Ring Road without incident. This had increased our confidence in change in the GDR. The first demonstration took place in Ilmenau on the 1st of November, with nighttime preparations in the on-call corridor of the hospital. 2 weeks earlier, we met in the Jakobuskirche, St. James's Church, the central church, and took a stand on a letter from doctors that had been written to demand the release of the young people imprisoned following the events of the 7th of October. Then everything happened very quickly, and by December, the demand was no longer, "We are the people," but "We are one people." And the number of participants at the rallies began to decline. At the peak, 20,000 people were estimated to have gathered in front of the Festhalle in Ilmenau. In December, the Ilmenau Stasi office on the Schlossmauer was occupied. As we suspected and the evidence proved, files were being burnt there. It was an exciting few weeks and months until the first free Volkskammer elections on the 18th of March 1990, a memorable day that was also reminiscent of the March Revolution of 1848. In view of the massive election campaign support from the CDU and the SPD, as well as the CSU for the DSU, which was a small right-wing party that put up but got 1%. The almost tragic outcome for the citizens' movements was not, like the Neues Forum, was not so surprising. Nevertheless, what remains is a lesson for life, that a movement that does the right thing at the right time can mobilize amazing forces, and the solidarity of many can bring about a turnaround, a vendetta.